Calm and Collected, the language of staying calm in a crisis. Do you know someone who is good in a crisis? Someone who stays admirably calm in difficult circumstances when the people around them are too stressed to make good decisions? Perhaps you are good in a crisis. This week, I'm looking at all the words and phrases we use to talk about such people. Someone who is calm in a stressful situation may be described simply as cool. We often say that someone keeps or stays cool. We can also describe a calm person informally as a cool customer. For example, he's a good leader because he's cool under pressure. Sarah was a cool customer. Nothing seemed to make her anxious. To emphasize how calm someone is, either generally or in a particular situation, we sometimes use the simile as cool as a cucumber or the phrase cool, calm and collected. For example, I had expected her to be agitated, but she was as cool as a cucumber. He remained cool, calm and collected throughout the interview. Moving on from cool, we use various un-adjectives to describe a person who seems calm in a particular situation where we might expect them to be stressed or upset. We can say that they are or seem unruffled, unfazed, or unperturbed. For example, she seemed remarkably unruffled despite the turmoil around her. Still only 20, he is completely unfazed by the media attention. He remains remarkably unperturbed by recent events. Someone who is generally calm in any stressful situation may be described admiringly as cool-headed, unflappable, or, rather formally, imperturbable. For example, in a crisis she is cool-headed. Even the normally unflappable manager looked anxious. He was known for his serene and imperturbable manner. If someone manages to stay calm in a difficult situation, we say that they keep their head or don't lose their head. Meanwhile, someone who has the presence of mind to do something useful in an emergency or other difficult situation is calm enough to do it. For example, instead of panicking, he kept his head and called the emergency services. It really isn't that important. Don't lose your head over it. Thankfully, she had the presence of mind to note down the car's registration number as it sped off. That concludes my roundup of words and phrases for being calm in a crisis. I hope the week ahead is trouble-free, but if problems do arise, try to keep your head and stay cool and unfazed.